Well, I think that was ABBA. And I just looked to my left and I've got Sue Gray here. Hello, Sue.
Hiya.
I hear you've been very, very busy.
I have this week, yeah.
I do believe that your son passed away from meningitis.
He did, yeah.
And couldn't he get help? What was it that happened?
So my son was 21 years old and he was in a flat with three other people.
Yeah.
They obviously wasn't aware of the symptoms to start with, but when it did get to the point even where he was showing severe symptoms, they refused to call him an ambulance. So he lost his life as a result of not being at the hospital soon enough.
Yeah. And meningitis, that's what's going on now in Canterbury, isn't it?
Yep, yep.
I think two people have died so far.
Yeah, and I think the latest news that I watched this morning was 27 people.
Seriously ill?
I've contracted meningitis.
And how does it pass? Is it with coughs and sneezes?
It starts with flu and cold type symptoms.
Yep.
So my son started off, he had lack of appetite, he was feeling nauseous.
Yep.
He had a fever and progressively over 2 days he got worse. And obviously it resulted in his death.
You've been very busy, haven't you? I believe you've been on telly.
I have this week.
It's been a hectic week.
Yeah, so I think the beginning obviously was when the two other people, our parents, lost their child to meningitis, and as a result of that I found news companies reaching out to me because they'd obviously heard Matthew's story, because obviously it was 3 years ago now that I lost my son. They reached out to me, and BBC was the first actually to come to my house, and I was on BBC News, and I've done a couple of interviews since.
And 3 years ago, was meningitis quite rare?
It's never really been rare, but it's not really spoken about as much as what I would like it to be spoken about. There's not enough awareness for meningitis, and now, you know, if anything, hopefully this will raise awareness.
And if there are people out there who are a bit concerned about it, is there anyone they can get in touch with?
Well, if you've got any fears about your child being unwell, and
can it affect adults as well?
Yeah, that's literally what I was going to say. Can I just point out it is not just children or, you know, teens, late teens, 20s. You can get meningitis at any age, age.
Yeah.
So if you see anybody with the symptoms that you're seeing floating around on the news, articles, Facebook, you know, wherever, if you see anybody with any of those symptoms, they need to call 111 or 999.
Yeah. That's a sad subject. Can we play a tune?
Yeah.
And then we'll have another chat about it. Sue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you get any more information over about meningitis?
I can. So I'd like to really point out quite a major one, actually, that seems to be missed a lot. And that is if, like, the symptom to look out for, it actually saved my youngest son's life, is if you cannot put your chin to your chest, like, you really do need to call for an ambulance straight away.
Does it affect the back of your throat or something?
It's the membrane in the back of your, like, the top of your spine and the base of, like, your head.
Yeah.
It's around that area. So if you cannot put your chin to your chest, that is a clear indicator that something is wrong and you really do need to get...
A lot of people don't know this, do they?
No, they always look out for a rash. They hear meningitis, they look for a rash, but rash can be one of the last symptoms that you actually get.
Yeah.
So don't always look for a rash immediately. Look out for your fevers, look out for your, you can't look into bright lights. Any sort of majorly symptom, confusion, obviously if they're falling unconscious, but definitely just keep asking people, can you put your chin to your chest? Well, if the answer is no, just ring 999, literally.
You've got a problem.
Yeah, you have got a problem straight away. I'd just want to know that obviously no parent like goes through what I have been through. And I just really want to reach out to as many people as possible.
Are you able to be contacted by other people? You don't want to do that?
No. So on Facebook, I've actually got a page set up for my son because of the way...
What's it called?
It's called Matthew's Law.
Yeah.
Matthew's Law is a duty of care law, which I'm like desperately seeking for with the government. And that's why my son was mentioned in Parliament the other day. And my local MP, Kevin McKenna, he actually...
It's good to hear that people in authority are taking it seriously.
Yes, they are. Last year I went to see the Ministry of Justice. I had a private meeting with them, and as a result of that, I submitted a call for evidence to the Law Commission, and they are reviewing Matthew's case as we speak, and I've got over 79,500 signatures on my change.org petition to change the duty of care law here in the UK.
You're doing a lot of good work. And you're working very hard.
I am, yep, landlady.
And already this week, it's been a busy week.
Yeah, it has been a busy week. What with like the admirals and obviously the petition, it's tiring. But like I said to somebody the other day, it's grief is really when you love someone so much.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to turn that love into, you know, a passionate thing.
To help other people.
Yeah. So pretty much, obviously, I just want to spread the awareness about the meningitis
and
symptoms.
How do people get in contact with you again? What's it called?
So if you go on to Matthew's Law, and then you'll see a picture of my son, and you'd be able to find the change.org petition there as well if you would like to read my son's story. Everything is written down, you know, it's pinned to the top of his Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because I desperately would like to get 100,000 signatures on that petition. 79,500 people, you know, I'm not that far off, but still quite a way to go. So yeah. I'm just asking everybody
I'll find it, and I'll certainly put my name to it as well.
Yes, please, if you could.
Absolutely.
Yeah, every signature counts. It's a major thing.